Pet Milk, the first evaporated milk, brings you another Saturday morning half hour, double rich in entertainment and helpful service. Yes, welcome to Pet Milk's Mary Lee Taylor program featuring...
The Pet Milk Recipe of the Week and Jim and Sally Carter in the Story of the Week.
Now listen to this big news. A marvelous 16-page Pet Milk recipe book has just been completed, and it's a dandy. It's called Dependable Recipes, and every single recipe is one you can follow with complete confidence, knowing that the result will be food you're proud to serve, food that looks and tastes delicious. Remember, this is a brand new book, never before offered. So be the first in your neighborhood to have a copy. How to get it? Just write your name and address and the words Dependable Recipes on a postcard. Where to send? To Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri. And now come in, everybody, to the friendly Pet Milk kitchen and meet Mary Lee on NBC.
Hello, this is Mary Lee Taylor. And here's a young friend of mine I'd like you to meet, Sally Carter.
Oh, Mary Lee, I'm not sure I want to meet anyone right now. I'm in a jam again.
Oh, dear. What is it this time?
It's Nikki, Jim's secretary. She's in love again, or thinks she is, and I promised to help her.
Well, that's Sally Carter. And you'll hear the whole story in just a minute. And right after the story, I'm going to tell you about a wonderful way of breading chops and cutlets to make them extra crisp on the outside and extra juicy on the inside.
Yes, today you'll hear another grand way to use money-saving Stay Sweet Pet Milk. Millions of people use Pet Milk in coffee because it's so thick and rich, folks say it really belongs in the cream pitcher. Millions of mothers, on their doctor's recommendation, give Pet Milk to their babies because Pet Milk has what every baby needs for sound teeth, strong straight bones, and the best of growth. And millions of women who take pride in their cooking use Pet Milk for making everyday foods taste extra delicious. You'll hear about one of these ways to use Pet Milk a little later. But right now, it's time to join Jim and Sally Carter in Capital City.
Has always been interested in pretty Nikki Nichols, who had the room on the second floor of the old remodeled house in which the Carters had their apartment. Nikki is young and cute and red-headed, and if she's inclined to look after her own interests first, well, Sally believes it's because she's pretty much alone in the world. Recently, Jim hired Nikki as his secretary, which has added to Sally's interest.
Jim... What's he like?
What's who like?
Nikki's new friend. The one with the convertible car and the fascinating job and the heroic war record and...
Oh, well, I don't know what you're asking me for. You seem to know a lot more about him than I do. Now, all I know is since Nikki's fallen in love, she isn't worth a darn as a secretary.
Poor kid. Well, I think she really wants to get married and settle down. I know it isn't much fun pounding a typewriter all day and coming home to that dingy little room. What chance does she ever have to meet the right man, the way I did? Well, Mom and Dad had a nice home for me to invite you to.
Sally, are you confessing that you and your mother trapped me with all those terrific home-cooked dinners?
Why, Jim, do you mean to say you... Why, certainly not. You're kidding. Well, anyway, darling, it does help a girl to see a man. And be seen, too, in the, well, homey atmosphere.
Sal, what is going round and round in that little blonde head?
Well, since Nikki seems really bowled over by this man, and he seems very eligible...
Well, how do you know if you've never even seen him?
That's what we'll find out.
Hmm?
If we invite them both to dinner. A good home-cooked dinner.
Matchmaking women. Okay, honey. If you want to play Dan Cupid to that red-headed husband hunter, it's all right with me. But, personally, I think you may be letting yourself in for a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm. thought, Nicky, that maybe you and your young man would like to have dinner with Jim and me on Friday night. Just a small home-cooked dinner.
Oh, Sally, you're an angel straight from heaven. I just know that Ralph is sick to death of eating at restaurants and that old club of
good.
Yours.
Good. It's all settled then. Now, I thought I'd have Mom's special recipe for meatloaf.
Oh, Sally, not meatloaf for a man. I mean, I don't want to tell you what to stir, but don't you think, well, men just love steaks.
Oh, sure, men love steaks, but these steaks cost quite a bit of money.
Oh, gosh, Sally, I should have thought, but look, why don't you let me buy the steaks? I'd love to have this a bang-up dinner and show
you. But, Nicky, wouldn't a simple...
You know what I mean? Show him how nice it is to be married and come home to a nice home-cooked meal. So, we'll have steaks and artichokes, maybe, and mushrooms.
So Sally found herself suddenly swept into a flurry of preparations for entertaining Nicky's newest beau. From a simple invitation to a home-cooked dinner, the affair, aided by continual suggestions from Nicky, began to assume the size and importance of a state function.
I swear a person oughtn't to be polishing silver at 9 o'clock at night. Tell me, Sally, did you and your mother go to this much trouble the first time you entertained me?
Oh, almost, but not quite. You see, Jim, Nicky's ideas are just a little mixed up. She wants homey atmosphere, but she wants it the way you see it in the movie. And she wants a home-cooked dinner, but it's got to be 2-inch-thick steak.
Well, you know what's best. Why doesn't she leave the food planning to you? Just tell her.
No, Jim. After she insisted on paying for practically the whole dinner, I couldn't say no to her ideas on what to serve.
Came the all-important evening, and everything was ready. The table was beautifully set, complete with Sally's best wedding crystal and china. Sally herself was putting the finishing touches to the table when Nicky burst in.
Hello, Sally. It smells good in here. Look, I brought some flowers for the table.
Oh, they're beautiful. But yellow roses, they must have cost you an awful lot.
They did, but after all, I think flowers definitely make a home. Don't you, Sally?
Oh, yes, Nicky, they do. I remember...
And, Sally, I brought some caviar.
Some what?
Caviar. You know, that black stuff to spread on crackers. I just know at Ralph's house in Chicago, they always have things like that. A tray of them on the coffee table before dinner.
But, Nick, in this little apartment, I mean...
Oh, you can just fix a few on that silver tray of yours. You don't mind, do you, while I'm changing my dress?
Oh, no. No, not at all.
I'll be right back. Oh, don't forget to put the roses with one long one sort of sticking out above the rest.
Ah, yes, the roses. I'd better get them in water first. And see to it that silver tray is polished. Oh, dear. Caviar. What in the world is Nicky thinking about?
Hi there, beautiful. Time for a kiss?
Oh, hello, darling. Oh, a quick one.
Hey, Nicky almost knocked me over in the hall. What's up?
Nothing new, but she brought those yellow roses here and caviar.
Caviar? Jumping jellyfish, Sally. Well, that girl's nuts. Did she get champagne, too?
No, but caviar. It seems she thinks that's the way Ralph's family does things.
Oh, hooey. If that gal would come down to earth a little bit, she
I
might...
know, Jim, but we started on this big adventure, and we've got to see it through. Get out the crackers and start spreading that caviar, Romanoff.
Can I do to help?
Hey, Sally, get a load of that apron.
Why, Nicky, how pretty. It's yellow organdy, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Is there some little thing I can do, Sally?
Oh, no, Nicky, not in that lovely apron. Besides, everything's ready except for putting the steaks on. I didn't want to start them until the last minute.
Oh, my. There he is. There's Ralph.
Go let him in. I've got to tend to these steaks.
Hello, Ralph.
Hello, Nicky.
Come on in. Oh, my goodness. You caught me with my apron on.
Oh, get a load of that. She'd have died if he hadn't caught her with it on.
Well, you certainly look domestic.
See? It's working already.
Well, when a girl works till 5, it takes a little scurrying around to get a dinner on the table by 6:30. But I love...
That little so-and-so, yes, she hasn't lifted a finger.
Come on, darling. We'd better go in and meet him. Well, I can hardly wait.
Neither can I.
Oh, there you two are. Sally and Jim Carter, this is Ralph Conway. Ralph, this is my very best neighbor who lends me your kitchen to putter around in.
How do you do, Mrs. Carter?
How do you do?
And Mr. Carter?
Hello, Conway.
A pleasure.
It's so much fun to get into a kitchen. I never have a chance to if Sally didn't put up with me once in a while.
I know just how you must feel. I always say a kitchen is the heart of a home, and I think it's in the kitchen that a woman can show her best talents, creativeness, efficiency, thrift.
Oh, you're so right. I get more fun out of stitching a turkey.
Oh, stitching a turkey?
Well, Nicky was kidding, Jim. She meant basting a turkey.
Of course. You know, Ralph, I just love to cook. If I had a kitchen of my own, I'd be making pies and cakes and things like that every night.
No lobster Newberg?
Oh, sure. I have my mother's favorite recipe for that.
Indeed. How do you usually make it?
Why, I
Well, sit down, everybody. I'll just go put the steak... I'll take a look at the baby, and then I'll be right back.
Sally hurried back into the kitchen to start the broiling of the steaks. As she went to the china cabinet to get out a steak platter, the conversation in the living room caught her attention.
Now, I say, if the city would run its finances like a sensible individual does, it wouldn't have these crises. If you don't spend more than you make, you keep out of trouble. Personally, I get a great deal of satisfaction out of budgeting my expenses so that I get a maximum of value from every dollar I spend.
You are so much wiser than most men, Ralph.
Oh, I'm beginning to wonder if Nicky didn't plan this dinner all wrong.
And more often than not, I find the inexpensive pleasures the most satisfying.
Now I know she planned it all wrong. Oh, goodness, what'll I do? Jim, would you come here a minute, please?
Sure, be right there.
Just the same. Come home after a day's work.
Great Caesar, that's a tight guy. All those preparations for him? He'd probably rather have sawdust. It's cheap by the ton.
Well, not that, Jim, but he evidently believes in economy. And there sits poor little Nicky, giving the impression that she runs home after work just any evening and whips together a fancy dinner like the one we're having. And do you know what we're having?
Oh, I saw the steaks.
And caviar and yellow roses.
Well, it serves her right, the little fraud. She's about as domestic as a porcupine.
Oh, you don't know that, darling. She's never had a chance to be domestic. Oh, poor kid. She counted so much on the season.
Oh, don't take it so hard. I think it's funny. Oh, what does Nicky want with old best things in life are free anyway?
He is a little on the sensible side, but... Nicky's really interested in him.
Well, maybe he won't know what the food cost. Oh, no.
Now, of course he knows. Probably knows what sugar is per pound.
Oh, there must be something I can do.
You've done your best. Just what Miss Nicky wanted. Now, you might as well relax and enjoy the show.
I know. There's last night's meatloaf, a nice, thrifty leftover. And I can have tomato sauce instead of the mushrooms. Now, darling, sneak into the living room and take our wedding present crystal off the table, put on the dime store glasses instead, and bring those expensive yellow roses out of there, and hide that tray of caviar quick.
Okay.
Nicky, dear, it looks to me like things are about ready out here.
Thank you, Sally. If you'll excuse me, Ralph, I'll have things finished up in a few minutes.
We'll return to our story in less than a minute. But first, a quick reminder. Today, Mary Lee Taylor is offering a recipe book that's never before been offered. A brand new 16-page book called Dependable Recipes. Be sure to send for your free copy right away and have the fun of using these wonderful new recipes before anyone else in the neighborhood gets them. Just print your name and address and the words Dependable Recipes on a postcard, then send the card to Mary Lee Taylor, care of the station to which you are listening, or to the address you'll be hearing a little later. Now, back to our story.
terrible, but after all, I didn't actually say I cooked the dinner, did I? Besides, all fair in love and... where are the steaks?
We're having meatloaf instead. Don't you see, Nicky? This young man...
Meatloaf? Sally, every man likes steaks. All I want...
Listen, kid, listen. There's no time to argue. You'd better take Sally's advice, which you should have done in the first place, and be thankful she has brains as well as a kind heart.
Jim, you don't understand.
You're the one who doesn't understand. Now, trot in with this meatloaf and be quiet.
Dinner is about over, and a somewhat bewildered Nicky hears Ralph say,
"Nicky, that was my idea of a perfect dinner. It proves the point I've always made, that moderately priced food, prepared with imagination and skill, is better than extravagant food."
Yes. Yes, of course. More coffee, Ralph.
Not another thing, thank you.
Well, I'll just clear the table in a jiffy.
No, Jim and I'll take over from here. Now, we'd love to have you folks stay right here. But it's such a lovely night. We'll understand if you'd like to go out.
To a movie, maybe?
Well, it's almost too nice an evening to spend in a movie.
Or for a walk in the park. It's really a nice little park, and just a few blocks away.
Now, that might be pleasant, Nicky.
Oh, yes. It's such a heavenly night. And, Sally, I do thank you.
Why, it's all right, Nicky. Now, run along and have a wonderful evening.
It's been a pleasure meeting you folks.
Oh, we've enjoyed it. It's been a very interesting evening. Very interesting.
Bye.
Bye, folks.
Well, that's that.
Well, I guess Nicky can carry on from here. You certainly gave her a flying start, Mrs. Cupid.
Yes, dear, only we're not through yet. Now for the dishes, Mr. Cupid.
Another grand Jim and Sally Carter story for you next Saturday. But right now, come along with me to the Pet Mill kitchen, and let's talk for a little while about food.
Oh, there's nothing I'd rather talk about, Mary Lee, and I sure do want to get in on those breaded cutlets, but I've got to get something off my mind first. You know, there must be a lot of young people like Jim and Sally Carter with their first baby who could use a book about the care and training of a baby.
I'm sure you're right, Dale. The kind of book that answers so many of the questions in a young mother's mind about how to take care of a baby to make sure the baby will be happy and healthy.
And the way to get a book like that is as easy as this. When you write Mary Lee for the brand new recipe book, just add the words baby book to that same postcard and address it to Mary Lee Taylor, Carol This Station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri, and you'll receive both books absolutely free.
And now, before I tell you about my easier and better way of breading cutlets, suppose we plan a low-cost top-stove dinner with breaded cutlets as the main dish. And to keep the cost down, we have used slices of pork shoulder instead of the usual veal cutlet.
Suits me. Now, what goes with the breaded cutlets?
Cream potatoes and peas. How does that sound?
Good. Wonderful.
And a salad of pickled beets and onion rings.
Now you're talking my language.
And bread and butter.
Sure thing. And what for dessert?
Most any kind of cake or pie or pudding. Or we could have coconut squares made from the recipe in the brand new book.
And coffee with sugar and Pet Milk.
Mm-hmm. And no matter where you live, you can prepare that meal with the coconut squares for dessert for four people with big appetites for just about $2. Of course, to fix a meal like that for four people for just $2, you would need to use money-saving Pet Milk.
Of course. In the coffee, for example.
And for the uncooked frosting on the coconut squares.
And for creaming the potatoes and peas.
And for breading the cutlets.
And that brings us to our recipe of the week for breaded cutlets, which I'm all ready to write down right along with our listeners.
Before you start writing, Dale, I want to explain that ordinarily, when chops or cutlets are breaded, they are dipped in beaten egg, then rolled in some kind of crumbs.
Yeah, I've seen it done that way.
But we don't use an egg for these breaded cutlets.
Then how do you make the crumbs stick to the meat, or don't you use crumbs either?
Yes, we use fine cornflake crumbs, and instead of a beaten egg, we use undiluted Pet Milk for dipping the cutlets. First, we season the cutlets, then roll them in the cornflake crumbs, then dip them in pet milk, roll them in crumbs again, and brown them slowly in hot shortening.
Hey, that's a good trick.
It's really one of the best cooking secrets that I know about. We've made many tests here in the pet milk kitchen to check the actual difference between foods breaded the pet milk way and foods breaded the ordinary way with egg. And always, the food breaded the pet milk way has a more tender, crisp coating and is juicier and more delicious on the inside.
Well, I'll bet that's one recipe every woman will want. So, let's have it, Mary Lee.
All right. First, you cut in four pieces 1.5 pounds of lean meat.
Cut in four pieces 1.5 pounds lean meat. Okay.
And you might make a note of this down at the bottom of your page. The meat can be veal cutlet, slices of veal or pork shoulder, or pork or veal chopped. And it should be about 1/2 inch thick.
I'll keep that note in my head. Now, what's the next step of the recipe?
Sprinkle both sides of meat with 1 teaspoon salt.
Sprinkle both sides meat with 1 teaspoon salt.
And 1/8 teaspoon pepper.
1/8 teaspoon pepper. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Roll in 1 cup fine cornflake crumbs.
Roll in 1 cup fine cornflake crumbs. Okay, got that.
Dip in 2/3 cup pet milk.
Dip in 2/3 cup pet milk. Undiluted, double rich, just as it comes from the can. Okay, next.
Roll again in rest of crumbs.
Roll again in rest of crumbs. Yeah.
Brown slowly on both sides in 1/8 inch of hot shortening.
Brown slowly on both sides in 1/8 inch hot shortening. For how long?
About 25 minutes or until tender. And that makes 4 servings.
And also makes the most delicious breaded cutlets anyone ever ate. You know, it's amazing what you can do with milk that's double rich, like pet milk is.
If you use dependable recipes.
Well, pet milk and dependable recipes just go together. And when Mary Lee Taylor gives you a recipe, you can depend on it. She'll also give you all the little hints that make the recipe even easier to follow. So, go ahead, Mary Lee.
Well, there are just a few tips. First, have the cornflake crumbs in 1 shallow dish. A pie pan is perfect. And have the pet milk in 1 shallow dish. Then, roll the meat in the crumbs, turning it to coat both sides to the very edges of the meat slices. Then, dip the meat, with its coating of crumbs, into the milk. First one side, then the other. Then, back into the crumbs again, making sure to coat every bit of the meat with the crumbs. This double rolling in the crumbs will put a nice coating on the meat with no bare spots to show through.
And be sure the milk you use is pet milk, because there's no other form of milk like it, and that's for sure. Pet milk isn't a substitute for milk, mind you. It is milk. Good, sweet cow's milk, concentrated to double richness. That's why it's so thick and rich, people say it belongs in the cream pitcher. And that's why it's so rich, you can use it for breading cutlets.
And now that we're back to the cutlets, I'd like to add a few more bits of advice. It's best to dip the cutlets just before you cook them. And do use low heat, so the meat will cook slowly. If the pieces of meat you have are thicker than 1/2 inch, just pound them with the edge of a saucer to flatten them out a little. Because breaded meat like this is best when it's not cut too thick. I do hope you'll use my recipe for breaded cutlets soon, and that you'll remember this easy cooking secret whenever you bread chops, croquettes, cutlets, or any food of this type. You can use 1/4 cup of pet milk to dip about as much food as you usually dip with one beaten egg.
And don't forget, you can use pet milk for making some mighty fine milk drinks for the youngsters. Things like banana milkshake and chocolate malted milk. And if you'd like recipes for milk drinks, I know Mary Lee would be glad to send them to you. Just ask her.
And let me remind you again, too, to send for a copy of the brand new book that we're offering today for the very first time. Remember, the name of this new book is Dependable Recipes. And those two words, with your name and address, on a postcard, will bring you this very valuable 16-page recipe book.
Just address the card to Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri.
And now, a musical question. What does this song remind you of? If you're like millions of NBC listeners, when you hear that song, you think of Vic Damone, because that's the song he sings to usher in the Pet Milk Show every Saturday night over most of these same NBC stations. And that's my way of reminding you to listen tonight to Vic Damone with Kay Armin, the Serenaders, and Gus Henschen and his Pet Milk Orchestra.
Well, if we're in the reminder department, I'm going to remind everyone to stock up on pet milk. And when you shop for groceries, to look for the pet milk display and help yourself to one of the handy take-home recipe folders featured with that display.
In just a moment, I'll give you today's recipe for happiness. But first, I want to invite you to be with us next Saturday for another Jim and Sally Carter story and another recipe which uses pet milk in a way that may be brand new to you.
And now, today's recipe for happiness.
Life is mostly froth and bubble. Two things stand like stone. Kindness in another's trouble. Courage in your own. And now until next week, this is Mary Lee Taylor saying goodbye and happy homemaking.
Goodbye, Mary Lee Taylor, and good luck and good health to all of you from Pet Milk. Today's story was written by Jane Spencer, directed by Al Chance. Del King speaking.